This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Snoop Dogg is ready for Election Day, saying, quote, "I ain't never voted a day in my life, but this year I'm going to get out and vote because I can't stand to see that punk in office one more year. I can't talk about it and not be about it. I can't tell you to do it and not go do it. If I tell you to do something, I done it already." Unquote. Yeah, well said. After K-pop titans BTS stated their solidarity with Black Lives Matter this week, declaring "We stand together against racial discrimination," the group and its Korean record label are making a further commitment. BTS and Big Hit Entertainment have donated $1 million to Black Lives Matter. The donation has been wired, with Black Lives Matter confirming receipt. Well done, lads. Lady Gaga notched her sixth number one album with Chromatica. The album sold 274,000 units in the U.S., the biggest week for any album by a woman in 2020. Chromatica was originally set to be released on April 10th, but was delayed due to COVID-19 concerns. So far, only two women have topped the chart, Lady Gaga and Selena Gomez. Go-Go and Gaga. Vanessa Bryant is seeking hundreds of millions of dollars in damages over the death of Kobe and her daughter Gianna. Bryant filed suit in February, blaming pilot Ara Zabayan for failing to obtain weather data before taking off and for failing to cancel the flight when he learned of the poor weather conditions, which included fog. Bye-bye, Island Express helicopters. Jennifer Aniston has donated $1 million to multiple racial justice charities. She joined celebrities like Chrissy Teigen, Blake Lively, and many others who are financially supporting protesters and organizations fighting to dismantle systemic racism. One of the recipients of funding is Color of Change, the largest online racial justice organization in the United States. Good for her! British series Little Britain is no longer available on Netflix because of the use of blackface. The sketch comedy starring Matt Lucas and David Walliams debuted in 2003 and aired three seasons in the UK. HBO then aired an American spin-off starring Walliams and Lucas, Little Britain USA, in 2008. The show was known for bad taste, though. DJ Snake has done it again. He's hit a billion streams with Taki Taki, the bilingual hit featuring Cardi B, Selena Gomez, and Ozuna. This is the third time Snake has reached a billion streams on Spotify. He did it with his Major Lazer collaboration Lean On and his Justin Bieber collab Let Me Love You from his 2019 album Encore. Love and hisses. MTV has cut ties with Dee Nguyen, a cast member of The Challenge. This after she made controversial comments about the Black Lives Matter movement. MTV's statement read, "Out of respect for our challengers, we'll air our season as planned. We strongly condemn racism and stand with those raising their voices against injustice." Unquote. Nguyen is now free to return to obscurity. Lionel Richie and Disney have teamed up to develop a movie based on Richie's songs. The working title is All Night Long after his number one hit. It won't be a biopic, but more like Mamma Mia, which took the songs of ABBA and built a story around it. Mia was a musical before being adapted into a movie in 2008 starring Meryl Streep. Should make Richie richer. Anna Camp says the Pitch Perfect cast would like to make more sequels until they're well into their golden years. The actress, 37, hints there may be a fourth movie in the franchise, saying, quote, "We want to do one. We all would be like, come on. We want to do it until we're old and we're acting in a retirement home," unquote. Which will be soon by the looks of them. Sorry. Second City CEO Andrew Alexander has stepped down following accusations of racism from former performers, saying that he, quote, failed to create an anti-racist environment wherein artists of color might thrive, unquote. Alexander produced the classic TV series SCTV. So SCTV was anti-racist on stage, but backstage, not so much. CBS has been quietly contacting former players for a potential Big Brother All-Star season. While negotiations are ongoing, several former winners and notable alumni have been approached about returning for the 20th anniversary of the show. Most have declined due to the risk of COVID-19. Plus, contestants have to quarantine for 14 days prior to shooting. No thanks. Lollapalooza attracts about 400,000 people to Grant Park in downtown Chicago each summer, but it won't be happening this year. The city of Chicago canceled all permitted special events through Labor Day, including Lollapalooza, the Taste of Chicago, and the Chicago Air and Water Show. Yep, looks like they'll be stuck in Chris Martin's bunker, just like the rest of us. The Smashing Pumpkins have canceled their Rock Invasion 2 tour. Originally scheduled to take place this spring, the U.S. dates were postponed to October due to the effects of COVID-19. Now, the tour's been called off. This was the band's second tour to be canceled. Their North American trek with Guns N' Roses was also shelved. Yep, the Pumpkins got smashed. The Trash Bin. Former Vanderpump Rules star Stassi Schroeder posted a photo of herself, Kristen Dute, and comedian Rachel O'Brien back in 2018, labeling herself Nazi chic, Dute as Tupac chic, and O'Brien as criminal chic. Because of that, multiple brands have stopped working with her, and her PR agency dropped her as a client. Let that be a lesson for her. Idiot!
The news wrap-up.
Despite the coronavirus throttling the economy, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft closed at all-time highs. Amazon is planning to build diagnostic labs as it ramps up COVID-19 testing for warehouse workers. A top Tesla investor is betting that flying taxis are the future, taking a stake in German startup Lilium. Twitter put a fact-checking label on tweets linking 5G with coronavirus. Fake news for idiots.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Trolls World Tour is the most popular streaming film.
The number one album.
My Turn by Little Baby enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Crossfire is the top paid app.
The number one book.
The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett is the best-selling fiction book.
24-year-old Amalaratna Zandil Dlamini, better known as Doja Cat, was born and raised here in L.A. She signed her first record deal at the age of 17 and released her first studio album, Amala, in 2018, which included the singles Tia Tamara and Juicy. Her second album, Hot Pink, reached the top 10 after the remix for its single, Say So, featuring Nicki Minaj, went all the way to number one. Last month, she was featured on a remix of The Weeknd's single In Your Eyes. Then, just a couple of weeks later, she was featured on the song Shimmy by Lil Wayne. And last but not least, she will be featured in an upcoming duet with Ariana Grande. Here's Doja Cat featuring Gucci Mane with the song of the week. Like That.
Just keep it 100 when I throw these hundreds. I hope that your head come on with me.
That was Doja Cat featuring Gucci Mane with the song of the week, Like That. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.